Welcome back to Anchoring Your Dreams with Chanel A. Watson, the podcast experience. I'm so excited to have you back for episode 4, installment 3 of Writing the Vision and Walking in Your Purpose. Before we get started with today's topic, I'd like to welcome back Princess R. Williams.
Hi everyone, glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. Last episode we talked about creating the vision. This week we're going to talk about changing the mindset. If creating the vision is what we call the blueprint or foundation for this journey, then changing the mindset is all about initiating those plans to action. Changing the mindset is pivotal to the journey because it's what transforms your visions into your realities.
Awesome, Princess. Like, wow, initiating the plan to action and transforming your vision to a reality are two powerful statements.
Right.
And to begin changing our mindset, it's necessary to identify our current state of mind. And an important question to ask ourselves is if we're living or if we're existing. Mm. Existing is going through your normal routine with no form of change. You're doing what makes you comfortable with no intention of stepping out of your comfort zone and challenging yourself to begin to live. Now, living is completely opposite. Living is being active, awake, alert, and continually moving in a direction where you're impacting others and yourself. You're essentially walking with a purpose and living with a purpose. Now, Princess, do you feel you're living or existing?
At this point in my life, I would say that I'm living. But I find, honestly, it's a kind of a struggle. And it's a constant battle between living and existing. So it's something I have to work on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And I guess, how did you feel that you transitioned from existing to living?
I noticed the difference between existing and living for myself when I stopped looking at life as things happening to me and started looking at it as I'm making things happen. When I started taking control and being proactive in how I was handling myself. Okay. And my life and those around me.
Awesome. That makes a lot of sense. I think being proactive definitely is very helpful with the whole existing versus living concept.
So let me flip the question back to you.
Okay.
Are you living or existing?
I would say right now I'm living more than I'm existing. I think there was a point in my life when I was existing and I was going through the motions. Primarily when I was working my 9-to-5 job and it was something that wasn't very passionate about it. And I feel like that's when I was more existing. I think now that I'm doing what I feel like I should be doing, I feel like I'm walking in my purpose. I feel like I'm more in the aspect of living.
And when did you notice that shift between the two?
I think it was really when I decided or when I felt like I knew what my purpose was. And I think that's when I really began to live. I felt like that's when I was doing the most impact on not only myself, but those that were and are around me.
Good. So now I just want to pose a question to the audience. Mm-hmm. And of course that question is, are you living or are you existing? In answering this question, it might be key to consider mentally what has changed for you this year. And what, if anything, you feel that you can do differently to move forward?
Mm-hmm. And you can also take into consideration how you feel on a daily basis. Do you feel like you're just going through the motions? Do you feel like it's just a blah day? Do you feel as if you're really moving and impacting lives around you? And also, if you have any questions about if you're living or existing, or how to figure out if you're living or existing, you can always contact Princess or myself at anchoringyourdreams@chanelawatson.com. So anchoringyourdreams@chanelawatson.com.
So if you're like me and you struggle with teetering between the mindsets of existing versus living, one of the things Chanel and I found that works well is creating affirmations to speak positivity into our lives on the daily basis.
Yes, I love, 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 love affirmations because they, like she said, it gives you an opportunity to truly speak life into yourself. And I find that if you speak your affirmations on a daily basis out loud, it makes a bigger impact on your life.
Yeah, I consider it to be a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. So an affirmation is a positive declaration, and you're pretty much saying things like, I am going to, I will, this is going to happen, opposed to I'm trying, maybe. The declaration and the affirmation is something that's positive. It helps you to become confident, and it's pretty much succinct. Right now, I'm in the process of revamping my Speak Life weekly affirmations email list, and that's pretty much where I send out affirmations on a weekly basis, and it normally is on a Monday, and it gives the opportunity for us to all be on one accord with having an affirmation to go throughout the week with. So if you're interested in joining the email list for Speak Life Affirmations, you can always email me directly at cwatson@chanelawatson.com, and I can add you to the list. So just email cwatson@chanelawatson.com if you're interested in joining Speak Life Affirmations. So we can begin to help you, and we can begin to help each other continue to change our mindsets.
Yes, I'm subscribed to that email list, and it has been very helpful in my journey. So thanks for mentioning it, Chanel.
No problem. Happy that it's been helping you.
Yeah. So we've covered identifying your mindset, and we've covered speaking positivity in your life through the form of affirmations. And those are two sound steps towards changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
There's a third one that often goes overlooked, though, and that's knowing where your time goes.
Yes.
Yeah, very important.
Very.
So pretty much it's just knowing exactly what you are doing and how long it takes you. I think a big problem we have when it comes to achieving our goals is that we often find excuses, and the excuses come in the forms of, I don't have enough time to do this.
Yes, that's true.
There's not enough time to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, it's not generally a time problem. It's a you problem.
Yes, that's, yes.
If you were to take the time and record your week and see all the things that you've done or haven't done throughout the week, it'd be very obvious to you that there's so much time that's being misused, that could be used towards your goals that you're not even seeing.
That's true. And it's definitely a key part in changing your mindset as well.
Mm-hmm. That's why we recommend scheduling your priorities, because that way everything in terms of your goals that need to get done will get handled first.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else you fill in around those priorities.
Definitely. Definitely. And scheduling your priorities, at least for me, it's been something that's very, very helpful. It gives me an outline to follow, and it gives me just, it helps me to become more disciplined to what needs to be done in regards to my daily life with personal goals, as well as any business goals or anything else I want to be able to accomplish for this year.
Good point. You know what I noticed? When you start prioritizing your time, it's like your mindset automatically changes with your priorities.
That's true. That is true. So you may ask us, how do I schedule my priorities? And what we do in particular is we use an Excel spreadsheet. And with the Excel spreadsheet, it's broken down into five different categories or sections. The first section is the roles. And that's pretty much the roles that I have or you may have. Whether it's your job, whether it's just any extracurricular activities. So that's what your roles are going to be. A mother, daughter, sister, brother. Those are your roles. The second section is your goals. And that's pretty much what you want to accomplish for each of those roles that you listed in the first section. The third section is going to be weekly priorities. And those are your priorities based on the goals that you want to accomplish for each of the roles that you've designated for yourself. You're then going to move into the fourth section, which is today's priorities or your weekly priorities by each day. So that's what your priority is for Monday, what your priority is for Tuesday, and so on throughout the week. The last section is going to be actually scheduling and committing to a time frame for each of those priorities that you broke down. So in essence, you're going from your roles and you're going from bigger goals and breaking it down to smaller goals that equal commitments. And you're actually going to discipline yourself to doing that. And once you have those priorities in place in your schedule, then you're able to take anything else that comes into play and schedule those items that if they're not emergencies around your priorities.
Like an episode of Scandal?
Yes, exactly. Scheduling that around your priority. Absolutely. So for those visual people out there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the weekly schedule. It's going to be a blank one, but it's going to be something so you're able to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so now it's time for the recap. So far, we talked about the difference between living and existing and how it pertains to changing our mindset. Mm-hmm. We talked about creating affirmations, and we discussed knowing where our time goes, which leads to scheduling our priorities.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to join Speak Life Affirmations, where weekly affirmations are sent directly to your email, then make sure you email me at cwatson@chanelawatson.com, and I'll make sure I add you to the list. And also keep a lookout for the template to the weekly schedule that I mentioned before, so that we're able to help you schedule and prioritize.
Stay tuned for episode 5, where we'll be discussing how to identify your purpose.
And until next week, as always, stay encouraged.